So here we go.
You're listening to Casually Lit. You're about to waste the next, I don't know, hour, hour and a half of your life, which you'll never get back, but whatever.
Let us give praise to our Maker and glory to His bounty by learning about beer.
What's up, everybody? Hey, Rhodey, did you know that LeBron James texted all the Lakers the night before last, and he said, "This is a must-win game."
He probably texts them every night before the game.
Not according to him. Not according to the team. They said this was a new thing.
Ooh.
LeBron said, "This game is a must-win." And you know what they did? They won.
Barely. If the Heat would have scored three more three-pointers, they would have won this game.
Yep.
Hot takes from Rhodey. Damn it, if I had just made that first free throw in the first quarter, we could have won this game. Because it all goes back to that. Rewind back to that first play. For those of you that don't know, which you should all, I'm a Lakers fan and I don't care. You can argue with me, you can fight with me, I don't give a shh. Been a Lakers fan since 8th grade, or actually I think it was 6th grade.
Jason's address is...
when the coolest kid in school is like, "Hey, Kobe Bryant's cool." And so I was like, when he got drafted, it was the year he got drafted. Because he got drafted out of high school, so they made a big deal out of it. Even though he wasn't the first. I don't know why they made such a big deal out of Kobe at first.
Potential.
Yeah. Huh?
It's like Darius Miles. Lots of potential. Didn't live up to it, though.
Scouts get something right every once in a while. Plus, I always got called Shaq. Not because you were more Shaq than I was, but it was just because I was so tall.
Right. I mean, in high school, if you were over 6 foot, you were Shaq.
Yep. And I always had to play with the 7th and 8th graders because I wasn't good enough to play on JV. That's a joke. Well, sort of a joke, sort of not, but...
I was right there with you.
I dominated when I was playing with the freshmen, so... Now, I bet some of those guys are listening to this like, "Oh, fuck," they're on Twitter tweeting at me right now. "Tyree is a goddamn liar. I dunked it on him. 5'2".
No, nobody dunked.
Nope. No dunking at Peaster. But you are a state champion, Rhodey. 2-time state champion. Repeat back and back, right?
That is actually a fact.
Yep. Greatest, Rhodey, you're the greatest basketball player that I know in person. That I'm friends with. There we go. You're the
See on a regular basis.
Yes. Yes, because I have met, I don't think I've met any. Nope. No autographs, no shaking hands. I've seen them. Like, I went to a Lakers game. I went to a Lakers game when Kobe was still on the bench. So it was before they even won their title.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
I've met better football players.
You have. You've been in the presence of Peyton and Eli at the same time, and that's I hate true. You for that.
And Colt McCoy and Sam Bradford, and
damn,
the list goes on and on.
It was funny. We were watching Parks and Rec, and Andrew Luck is on there. Mm-hmm. It's like, ooh, that guy quit.
I got to talk to Chris Mortensen.
Ooh. Did he have any interesting...
Nah, it was all BS.
Oh, go to sleep on that, huh?
Yeah, it was... There was a rule you couldn't really, like, talk to people. So, you had to, like, make up stuff.
That's funny. Hey, Eli, I need to talk to you about this play. I want you to run the one where you're the coolest quarterback I've ever met, and I really like you. Okay, then you're going to do this. See how clever I am?
Yeah, you had to, like, go, like, really, really in-depth. Like, what's your favorite flavor? What can I get you? Like, really? Hey, I got this for you.
So, they're all, like, kind of jerks?
Yeah.
Prima donnas.
No, most of them were super cool. Like, one college quarterback got us into a bar one time.
Nice.
They weren't letting anybody else in, and then they recognized us from working the camp, and they're like, no, these two are good. They're going in with me.
That's pretty cool.
That is awesome.
It's like, damn straight we are. And then that's when we met Andrew Luck, and it was pretty cool.
Yep. Andrew Luck. What is he...
He gone.
What is he doing? Yeah.
That's a good question. Maybe he's still doing his reading program?
Oh, man. What, like, he did it the right way. Like, I would like to say that if I was an athlete, I'd get in there, especially football, play like 4 or 5 years, especially if you're at the top. Like, if you're at the bottom, you can't do this. But if you're, like, at the top, like a top linebacker, top, anybody that gets hurt a lot, you know, gets hit a lot, I'd be like, I'm going to get my 4 or 5 mil. Put it where it actually needs to go, buy a couple Taco Casas, and I'm out. See ya.
Taco Casas.
But that doesn't really work out that way. Because some shady person comes up and says, hey, I got a new business idea. It's going to make millions. And they take all your money and leave.
That's true.
It's actually really true. But...
Take that, Antoine Walker.
No. He's the one that works at Starbucks now, right?
Mm, probably.
No, nah, there's a former professional basketball player that works at Starbucks.
I hope it's local. I'm going to go see him.
No, it's Seattle.
Oh, well, that makes sense. He probably makes like $30 an hour, though.
Isn't it really expensive to live up there, though?
It is.
Yeah, I think he might be a manager of Starbucks, too. Vin Baker, dude.
Oh, my goodness. That dude. I had his jersey.
You should wear it to that Starbucks.
And, that and Glenn Robinson.
Here's the headline. Vin Baker blew nearly $100 million and is now training to be a barista.
What year is that, though?
This is in 2015.
Oh, yeah. So he's hopefully a barista by now.
Oh, my God. I hope so. 2017. Still, there it is. His Vin Baker's journey from NBA All-Star to Starbucks barista.
Yeah, and it's not like you can hide because he's like 6'8", 6'9".
Yep. But I don't know. They say the NBA doesn't matter anymore, so people won't recognize him.
Mm.
Nobody likes basketball. It's stupid.
I mean, I feel he played for the Sonics.
The good, really good people.
I mean, he played for the Sonics in Seattle.
Yeah, that's
so people probably recognize him.
Wait! And this, hold on. He's working his way up to manager. Working to become manager of the shop, man. Hell yeah! Go get it, Vin. Get your cheddar paper stuff. Cheddar paper. Anyways, let's talk about this first beer. You want to tell me about this beer that smells like a plant?
Yeah, this is a Dankful IPA from Sierra Nevada.
I'm very thankful that you shared it with us.
It's pretty good. I was a little worried because it came in cardboard, obviously, and like all of Sierra Nevada stuff does. And I opened it, and I got a nice whiff, and I was like, oh, that smells pretty... Oh, God, what's that smell? Oh, it's like wet cardboard. I was like, I hope that's not the beer.
Ew.
And then I poured it in the glass and I was like, no, that's pretty legit.
Ew. I love this, of course, because it's very hoppy. I love it a lot.
Yep. I'm a fan.
Kaylin, I'm sure you love this.
Yeah. It's great.
What do you get off the nose of it, Kaylin?
Bitterness.
You can smell it. Just smell it.
That's what just your mood for the day.
What does it smell like?
It's my mood for 2020. It smells like an IPA, I'm sure. All IPAs smell the same.
What?
Yeah. Nah, that's far from true, but okay.
Hops.
Get out.
Get out. No, this doesn't smell like that at all. It smells delicious.
I bet you wouldn't say that about a Pinot Noir.
Yeah.
No, they don't all smell the same because they're all different.
Chateau.
Hmm.
Right, Chateau.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a wine? Is that a flavor?
I think that's a seasoning? A
is that a flavor of wine? Is that a
Cabernet?
Cabernet. White. White wine.
Rosé. There we go. Got it.
Champagne.
Nailed it.
Champion wine. Yeah, I have never gotten into wine. The one time I drank it, I was having a bad day, and were you there? And I chugged Tony's cooking wine that he had bought.
Well, it's cooking wine for one. For two, you chugged it.
Jesus, I remember drinking wine at your parents' house. That was a bad idea.
Yep. Nope. This was at the apartment, at our apartment that we had, me and Tony.
Mm.
And I was having a bad day. And
he would have cooking wine.
21, well, I was probably like 23-year-old, was like, oh, I hate the world, so I flipped his entire bottle of cooking wine. And then I went and sat in Jonathan's room and laid on the ground and...
Watched
Smallville.
Nice.
We talked about everything. It was pretty funny. And then a certain somebody came back. It was... Jesus Christ. That was a terrible night. Boo. Anyways, yeah.
Danae.
Yeah. That was my... first experience with wine, I guess. And I've never really gone back.
You didn't have any during that 4th of July celebration?
That was all you, bud.
Oh, it was all me. That was terrible.
I was drinking Bud Light or Miller Light. Probably Bud. I love Bud. Bud Light. Mm-hmm.
I did get drunk, but I didn't have a hangover.
You didn't have a hangover?
No, thanks to the hot dogs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Was that when you ate the cup of sugar? It was, right?
Oh, there's so many times.
Yep. Amanda, my sister, still talks about that story.
Does he really?
Yep, you made an impression.
Fantastic. I'm glad that's what
you ate an entire cup of sugar.
Literally, like the party was going downhill. So I was like, let's have some fun. Give me a cup of sugar. Let's see if I can swallow this. It was a terrible idea.
So, Rhoda, you were the original Kesha.
Yes.
The party don't start till I walk in, right?
That's true.
That's where I was going with that, hopefully.
The party was delightful after that, by the way, if you were wondering.
If you get the reference.
But a spoonful of sugar does not make everything go down nicely.
How'd you feel the next day?
Super hyper.
Yeah. We had a lot of...
And this is also when I still worked out all the time, so stuff didn't affect me quite as much as it does now.
Oh, that was great, wasn't it? Just go run it off?
Yeah, drink all weekend, and then wake up Sunday morning, go play basketball, and then sweat it all out.
Who cares?
Good.
Yeah. Who cares? We're going to talk about our pumpkin fun that we had this weekend, but it was making me think of Dirk. He said he's starting to feel that, like how he can't just get up and go play. I was like, oh, good. It only gets worse, dude. Love you. Love you so much. Avoid physical of anything, including walking. Just don't do anything.
Yeah. Wait a couple of years, and then you try and tackle somebody.
The good days, like when you're like, oh, I just want to sit down on this couch. Oh, I can't move. What's wrong with my back? It's like, yeah, getting old school. Love it. Yeah. Yeah. But, okay, so we did our pumpkin show. Well, we didn't really do a show this time. We should have, but we didn't. Should have brought the podcasting gear.
Should have brought all the people that were there on the show.
Nope. We shy away from Dirk. It's rugby. We don't like that rugby stuff. I'm just kidding, but...
That football is shaped weird.
Yeah. But we went to Rhodey's house in far away from here, Arlington, whatever.
And did you say Oregon?
No. And we decided to bring all of our pumpkin beers, and I think we had 30 or 40.
God, I hope it wasn't that much.
With only three of us drinking it, so no, I know I could have swore that she said Dirk brought at least 18.
No, it wasn't 18. I think it was like 10.
Well,
that's still a lot, but
my math is bad, so I'm just gonna go.
Only brought like four.
Hide away. But we had a lot. Luckily, I checked into four out of however many we drank.
Yeah, I lost track after like six.
Checked into an Imperial Pumpkin Porter by Epic Brewing. It was all right. I remember that one didn't taste like pumpkin.
No, that wasn't so bad.
I had the Clown Shoes one, the Gordo. That was amazing.
Ah, the cheap one.
Did like the Gordo. Yep. The Pumpkin Ale by Dogfish might have been the highlight of the night, though. But suspensive. It's a suspensive beer. And apparently I checked into the 13th floor Haunted House Pumpkin Ale for some reason and did not rate it, so that's not good for that beer.
Yep. That was a fourth tap, right?
Oh, man, I always feel bad. They toasted me on that.
Nice. I stopped at Ichabod.
Ichabod Crane?
Yeah, from New Holland.
Ooh. Do you remember if anything stuck out to you that you're like, I really want to buy this?
No, I just remember why I don't drink this all the time.
That's what I said. I woke up the next day with a little bit of stomach ache.
And we didn't have Pumpkinator this year, so that's the one that I go to every year, though. Like, this is a good beer.
Yep, Dirk said he had one. He just didn't bring it.
Son of a bitch. I didn't see the RAR one. He had the RAR one in the picture, but I don't think he brought that one.
Really? Which one is it? Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Remember when they had the Visionary, the Pumpkin Visionary?
Oh, that was super good.
Was the best pumpkin beer ever. Besides Divisions, that one's really, really good too.
The pumpkin, huh?
Yeah. First year I had that when they had a costume contest, and somebody scared the... Oh, I think Chris Morgan, who it is Chris Morgan, right? Yeah. Works at Division.
Uh-huh.
He's one of the brewers. He scared the mess out of Blake. Because I asked... I remember, because he walked up behind Blake, and I go, Blake, are you afraid of clowns? And Blake was like, what? No. I was like, good. And then I didn't say anything. And then Blake, moved and he jumped out of his shoes.
Right.
It's like, hey, I was like, I gave you a warning because if you said you were afraid of clowns, I would have stopped it. It was pretty funny, though. But yeah, that year they had a costume contest and that whole batch of Pumpkin High. You were there. You like Pumpkin High, Caitlin. I'm sure you don't remember, but you do.
I don't remember. And I don't remember them having a costume contest.
Shocked.
Are you sure I was there?
Yeah, yes. Go to your Untapped and then look back and see what you checked into.
I literally don't have one of those.
Maybe not, because maybe you were at work, because you did work nights. And yeah. Fridays and Saturdays were the Monday nights.
Yeah.
So I did a lot of cool stuff without you.
Yes, you did.
Hey, wait, Mondays were the nights?
No.
No, Fridays and Saturdays.
Okay, I was like, what? Okay.
No, I would work Thursday, Friday.
All the good nights.
Well, I think I would work a Thursday night and then a double on Friday and Saturday.
I check into the weirdest.
So for I like that brewery, 3 days, by the way. I didn't see anybody.
Seven Spanish Angels by Brazos.
Brazos Valley. Yeah. Mama Trad.
You might be right, Kaylin. You might have missed it.
Yeah.
It was just me having so much fun without you.
Yep.
You know, just wishing you were there.
You know they're hiring. I'm just kidding. I got jokes tonight. Folks.
Division?
No, the place she used to work where she worked on weekend nights so I could have fun.
Oh, no, thank you.
No, you don't want to go back to waiting tables?
I mean, hey, I would. It was fun, but no. I'm too old for that now.
You don't want to sling pizzas now?
No.
She took her. That was a pretty deep breath.
No.
Hope you're recovering. But yeah, so nothing stuck out. That's kind of sad. We did drink a lot. Like I said, at least 10 or 12, right?
Just so you know, one of your former co-workers does work at BFF still.
Wait to go back on the conversation. Push the show forward, Rhodey.
Anyways, what were you saying?
Push the show forward.
I'm sure she's a manager by now. It's fine.
Head bartender.
We need to go to that place.
After 20 years.
BFF?
Yeah.
Yeah, when we were leaving your house, I was like, man, if we'd only left 4 hours earlier, I would say we could swing
not
by.
Not at 2 a.m.
If Dirk wouldn't have talked our ears off.
Oh, my gosh. I couldn't even. I think I slept till 8:30 the next morning. I haven't done that in 10 years.
Ooh.
But I also haven't stayed up till 2 a.m. in a long time.
That's true. It was very, very early.
I don't know. We had a fire and everything.
Yeah, it was really nice.
It was a blast.
It was a fun time.
Blasty.
And I didn't put it out. I just expected it to go out on its own, and it was fine.
Did it go out?
At some point.
Maybe the next day, you know.
Did it?
Nothing burned down.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you just leave it going. You have nothing to worry about. It's only your livelihood.
I mean, I watered the grass before I went in.
What a thing to do at 2 a.m. I'm not going to put the fire out, but I'm going to water the grass, so.
Put the fire out. Put the fire out. This is a weird little video here. There we go.
That's what I'm going for, Jason. That hair. What brought Van Halen on?
Oh, so apparently you don't get on the internet at all.
Nope.
Eddie Van Halen, the master guitar player, passed away.
Did he really?
Yep. Lung cancer.
Jesus.
I was like, oh, that kind of stings a little bit, man. I love me some Van Halen. But people want to fight me because I say I like Van Hagar, too. I like Van Hagar a lot. People were like, no, Van Halen. I was like one of the first to... Edward or what was the other dude's name, Kaylin? Team Edward or Team
Jacob?
What? Yep. That was one of the first arguments. Are you Team David Lee Roth or Team Sammy Hagar? I was like, I'm Team both, dude. They didn't like that.
I'm surprised I didn't see a post from Ron on here about that.
Yep. Yeah, unfortunately. Passed away 65 years old.
Oh, dang.
Lung cancer. Been fighting it for 10 years.
Jeez.
Like, damn. Nope. Yep, it's another good song right here. This be love. Oh, man. See, I guess I am more Team Hagar. Sorry, folks. Love comes walking in. Oh, when it's love. Oh, yeah. The 80s were cool. I grew up, I was laughing because I was like, I grew up listening to this. My Uncle Dave's, if you go to my Uncle Dave's house, and you're there for more than 2 hours, you will hear a Van Halen song. Even now. Like right now if we go. Even before he passed away. You would absolutely hear a Van Halen song. I actually got my mom and her brother and my uncle were born in the same month in February. And I actually got them both the latest Van Halen CD like 6 years ago as their birthday gift. I was like, here you go.
I never put that together that they were born in the same month.
Ooh.
I don't know why. Like, I know when both of their birthdays are. It just never clicked to me that was the same month.
Rhodey, did you listen to Van Halen at all?
A little bit. They weren't my favorite.
What? Now it's time for you to get out.
Right. They didn't bump.
That's true. There's not a whole lot of bass in there. But Jump, dude, that song was so awesome. Might as well jump, jump. And of course, Running with the Devil. Like, what fool doesn't know Running with the Devil? The best scene ever is whenever David Arquette and Tweeter, I don't know, Chris Cohn, whatever. And they're ready to rumble and they're going to take the nuns and then they start teaching nuns Running with the Devil. So you see this fan and he starts playing the acoustic guitar. He's like, I live my life like there's no tomorrow. And then it like, you know, goes away and it comes back and all the nuns are like, Running with the Devil.
What movie is this?
Ready to Rumble. It's about wrestling.
Oh.
Oliver Platt, the most non-wrestling body, non-wrestling personality ever, is a wrestler. And he wrestles against all the WCW, like Sting, Diamond Dallas Page. It makes no sense. On no planet would that guy be able to wrestle any of those people. But it works for me. I like that movie a lot. In fact, I'm going to get it from Blockbuster right now.
Perfect.
But no, unfortunately, yeah, he passed away. It's very sad.
Okay.
Goodbye. RIP, Mr. Van Halen.
I'm sure he'll have 6 more albums come out now.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what was going on. Like, they were going to go on tour again, and I think, like, the bass player, his name was Wolfgang, he got kicked out. All kinds of stuff. All kinds of drama with those 80s bands.
I mean, you only need one original member to keep it going.
Yeah. I mean, you don't even need the singer anymore. It's the weirdest thing. But.
Take that, Queen.
True. Adam Lambert, Queen. There was a couple other music things. Nothing big. I kind of listened to the Corey Taylor album finally. It released.
Oh.
And I don't care about it that much.
What?
It wasn't bad. It wasn't great or anything. It was just like, oh, hey, Corey Taylor. You made a solo record.
All About Ooh. You.
Woo. CMTF must be stop. CFTM. Corey motherfuck Taylor. CMFT. But no other real new music. The little Wayne thing came out, and I listened to that.
Ooh.
The Deftones CD. I forgot we didn't do a podcast last week. So the Deftones CD came out.
We can skip this.
Guess what, Rhody? It sounded like the Deftones.
Did it?
They are a band that doesn't venture at all.
Okay. Like,
Deftones.
Some people like that.
Don't venture. Chino still does the exact same things, never taken singing lessons. Still goes...
I mean, some people only have so much range.
But you can take lessons. And nowadays, you just go in the studio and say, hey, give me that auto-tune. And
that's true.
You can sing however you want to. Hey, give me that giraffe auto-tune so you sound like a giraffe. That is an official giraffe.
How do you know what a giraffe sounds like?
Because I got the giraffe auto-tune.
I want to buy the
sound
Jason,
more like Cartman.
I want to buy the Jason Tyree pool toy thing, you know, where it spins and arrow like lands on an animal,
and then you got to make that sound.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Giraffe.
But instead of just animals, it's all of your accents that you try to do.
Oh, that'd be even better.
You're mean. You're like beating me down right now.
But every sound is the same.
My second
buffalo.
My second favorite
sounds
is
like Adam Sandler.
My second favorite is rock star died, and y'all are just beating on me.
Oh, who's your first favorite rock star?
Like, you need to ask
Jonathan
that
Davis.
Oh, my God. Glad you brought that up, Rhody.
I'm sad I did already.
A present for you.
I want it.
My favorite is rock star Fred Durst, Caitlin.
Is he a rock star, though?
Come on.
I don't know that his music counts as rock.
He is absolutely a rock star.
He's new metal.
Baby, I'm a rock star. Baby.
He was new metal.
Listen to this sweet thing, dude.
When did this release?
Last Friday. Got to fast forward a little bit. I never know. I would do anything not to bring who I am to meet me. My response to that song was, give me fucking Vin Diesel. I will take Vin Diesel over this any day for the rest of my life. So for those of you who don't know, that was it was Jonathan Davis doing a country version of a Korn song. It's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. Even worse than this. Oh,
best I can do.
That is so bad.
Vin Diesel.
Why? It makes me hope, like, I already saw the video of him, though. He was in a real studio. Like, I want to find the people that said, you know, that were giving him the thumbs up and the people that were telling him yes, yes, yes. I want to find those people, and they need to be punished.
Well, it's the same people that made Sean Paul.
Made what?
Temperature. Play Temperature by Sean Paul.
Is this Sean Paul's good, though? Isn't he like a real singer, though?
I don't know, but this song he is not.
Yeah, Sean Paul's a real singer, dude. Sean Paul has some good tunes. Yeah.
Pretty much the same thing.
Dude, this song's like huge.
It is huge. It's the same thing.
It sounds the same as the Vin Diesel.
250.
Auto-tune.
No, that does not sound anything like Vin Diesel, dude. How dare you insult Sean Paul with this?
Yeah, it sounds like Sean Paul.
Nope. Sean Paul, that's
I think Sean Paul's a little bit more high pitched. I actually kind of like Vin Diesel's voice.
Ah, get out of town.
I don't like the song, but I think that his voice sounds cool.
Yeah, okay. But whatever. This works.
Vin Diesel doesn't. So much autotune.
Vin Diesel does not work. When was this? 2009?
He works all the time. What do you mean? Fast and Furious has a movie come out every year.
He's talking about his songwriting abilities. I bet he wrote that song himself, too. I need to read the lyrics to that. That will make me feel happy. I mean, the name of the song is Feel Like I Do. I'm just surprised it wasn't about Paul Walker, the way he holds on to that so much. It's like on the Fast and the Furious 37. He's like, this one's for you, Paul. This one's for you, buddy. Get over it. Not really. I'm just joking about that. But
mostly.
Am I? No. I really wonder what the lyrics are to this. Oh, apparently it has more than one song, so.
Ooh, gotta listen to them all.
Well, what the heck is Kygo? Kygo, Vin Diesel. I guess Kygo's in the song, too.
Kygo, I think, is a rapper.
Never heard of him. So that means there's a breakdown with a rapper in a Vin Diesel song. Breakdown. Feel Like I Do lyrics. Here you go. You ready? Who goes out on a Tuesday night in this town? Bar's too quiet and the cover band is too loud. Step outside. I'm about to leave when you walk right on by and I'll just freeze. All of the times you tried to find someone that hit me like you. All of the times you tried to find someone that hit me like you. And I'm not the type who likes to rush, but I'd want to. I don't know you, but it feels like I do. And I was frozen when you walked in the room. Because every single word, it just makes my stomach turn. Because I don't know you, but it feels like I do.
I feel like this needs to be a whole thing where you just read songs like it's a...
It's like a bad Hallmark card.
Yeah.
It has to be a bad song, though. Like, that's bad.
No, I feel like any song you would read like that would sound kind of dumb.
No, you sound dumb. How dare you? I bet I can read this one really good.
Yeah, read it like that.
I'll read it very well. Read it very well. Read it as well as I want to. Can't even say that word.
Carterize, yeah.
Just burn the wound, it's fine. Lyrics containing the term as I lay dying. Ooh. That's a...
I hope they have a song that contains as I lay dying.
I should just read a Joffre Cowboy lyrics. You're like, hey, read it, I am.
This is how it's pronounced.
It says, bruh. It says pig squeal.
Re-bree.
I can do the pig squeal.
Free.
It's been a long time.
Free.
There we go. No. God bless America. This website sucks. Now I'm going to have that in my head all day. Thanks, Rhodey. Love you.
You's welcome.
This is my favorite song by Azalea Dyer right here. I'm going to read this. Sincere. I sought your truth and divine purpose through myths of revelation. Guidance all wrapped up in a paper box. Supported only so long as my mind was the enemy. I could not in conscience hold on. That's way better than Diesel. As we face distress, we must not lose heart. Stand fast and press on. Triumph awaits. As we face distress, we must not lose heart. Stand fast and press on. Triumph awaits us. It's one of the freaking badass songs. Was that as bad as Vin Diesel? No one.
Yes.
You're mean, Caitlin.
Click that.
But you don't, like, I don't know, you don't gravitate towards the feeling of emotions and music like
I'm
I
not as emotional.
No, you're emotional. Is that what you're trying emotional. To say? You're angrier than I am.
That's the emotion.
All right, so before we get back to Poetry Slam, this second beer, Deschutes Royal Fresh IPA, Imperial IPA, freaking delicious. Packaged on 822, man. Good job.
Bam. You's welcome.
It's only a month old. It was delicious. I liked it a lot. I actually really did. Like, this is a... Did Deschutes sell out, though? Is that a sellout?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because it was New Belgium.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. No, this is really good, though. I'm kind of semi-excited about this next one. I don't know. But let's not do any more poetry slamming. And that was one of the... I keep trying to find a game that builds around Limp Bizkit. And that was one of the ideas, was for you and Caitlin to read one lyric out of one of their songs. Not one word, but like one sentence. And to see if I could immediately come up, how fast I could come up with a song. It's like, that'd be kind of funny. And then I wanted to do a thing where we played like you'd play like 2 seconds of a song and see if I could nail it. And I bet I could.
Probably.
Bet I could. But while we're on those talking about music, Britney Spears' lawyer likened her mental capacity to a comatose patient.
Oh, perfect.
Let's move on. So,
her own lawyer?
She's brain dead. That's what it says.
Jesus.
Hey. Good for you.
That doesn't make sense. How is she doing anything then?
I know. That's why it's kind of funny. Ooh. All right. So, technology. I read a very interesting article today that I'm not going to look up because I do care, actually. Instagram is going to start blocking negative comments, which Kayla and I have just watched The Social Dilemma. What'd you think about that?
Me?
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good, honestly. It made me want to throw all of my technology out a window. It basically just talks about how all of those websites and social media and everything is created to... the more you like things and the more you interact with things, the more you'll see those things. And it's just created for you to spend more and more time on it, basically.
Well, yeah, they spend a lot of time explaining the actual serotonin response to a phone. I was like, Jesus
Christ. Yeah, it's very psychological. And it talks about how this whole generation has way more depression and anxiety and all of these things because you have, it's like an instant gratification when you post something and nobody likes it and all of this stuff, and people weigh their whole emotion on it. And yeah, it was interesting. I mean, it made me want to not ever give Connor social media or a phone.
Boys don't have it as bad as girls do. Rhodey's in trouble.
Yeah, girls, it's way worse.
The suicide rate for young girls has gone
140% or something.
And it goes with social media. It literally, as social media grows, the suicide rate goes up. It's a parallel line.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well,
and
man.
It's like, it, all of that stuff came out when, I think it was the last year I was a senior in high school or something, but it was still when you couldn't get a Facebook unless you had a college email or something.
Yeah.
There was MySpace and all of that, but nobody really got on because back then you had to power up your computer and do all that stuff, and it wasn't so accessible that it was such a major thing. And then with smartphones and everything, it's just got more and more.
Do you know how hard it was to pick out my profile song? It's hard.
Yeah. It was also hard having dial-up internet and getting on to anything.
I had to put my HTML code in my about me section.
Yep.
So I could color my MySpace, make it colors, and add a song. I recommend everybody watch it. I don't not say, hey, watch it, change your life. I don't think that's what I'm looking for, but I think you should watch it, especially if you have kids.
Yeah, it's very eye-opening. And it's funny because it's all people that used to work for these big companies. And one of them was he's worked for multiple, Pinterest, Facebook, Twitter, or something, 3 major ones. And he said that they are... he's, not in that business anymore, but him and his wife are freaks about it, and their kids get no screen time and all of this stuff because they've just seen how the negative effects of it are.
So I'm just going to do a little demonstration for you, Rhodey, so you can see it yourself. I had never really paid attention, but Facebook, every time you refresh, you usually get a new post, no matter
what. Right.
And I had never known that. And so the response in your brain is like, ooh, new. And so you keep checking it so you can see what's new. Also, me and Caitlin both did one of the things they said was just turn off all your notifications, all of them. And it's weird because I've always had the digital well-being on my phone where it tells you how long you're on it. Mm-hmm. And just by turning off my notifications, I haven't done anything else. I'm not actively trying to stay away from my phone. All I did was turn off the notifications, and I've killed an hour and a half a day on the phone.
Dang.
Yeah, well, and I also set, like, you can set app timers, and I lowered all of those to, like, 15 minutes and set, you can set a focus mode on your phone so that it's, like, turns on at certain times. And so from, like, 5:15 to 8:30 every day, I can only use my phone for, like, text messaging and phone calls in case, you know, there's an emergency or something.
Yep.
And everything else I can't use until 8:30, it's turned off. You could go in and turn the focus mode off, but...
Right.
Family time.
It's pretty interesting.
And then we have family dinner. And then we just watch PJ Masks instead of watching. PJ Masks to the... Man.
Matthew's Bridge.
PJ Masks to the rescue. That's not what they say. It's
to
funny.
Save the day.
Well, it's funny. There's a voice on this game called Fusion Frenzy. And it's Zach, and he sounds just like... I'm not going to play him. He sounds just like the PJ Masks people. So I will talk to him.
Okay.
Talking out my foot. Don't care. But yeah, Social Dilemma, Rhodey, you and Lisa should watch it. It's on Netflix. It's worth it. You'll quit your
whole
life.
It really
life.
Is.
No,
and it's kind of interesting to think about, like, our children growing up and the children of this generation or whatever, how they're just watching all of the adults in their lives, like, glued to a screen or a phone or...
There's an absolute hippie on this thing, and I hope he's wrong, but he looks like a real bad hippie, though. Like,
yeah, he's got dreads and everything.
But he's like, and he's a genius. He has like 2 or 3 doctorates or whatever, but he said that if social media keeps trending the way it is with the fake news and everything, that the world will be ending, and not the world will end, but there'll be civil wars and stuff in the next...
Yeah, like we're just on the way to a civil war, basically. I mean, we all already knew that anyways.
And I didn't get into the real digging, but supposedly... There was a political party in a different country. I'm not even going to spit it out because I don't know. They used Facebook to cause a war. And they said it was proven. They used Facebook, caused a war.
Yeah, like the whole government. Anytime you buy a phone there, their government is all based on the internet. So you buy a phone and it's preloaded with Facebook and
they
something else.
Account.
And they started like a civil war and basically like took out a whole population of people.
Yeah, because they control what you see on there. But, you know, with the... ads and stuff.
It's interesting.
Well, yeah, it was like when you click on something, like if I click on Martin House when I'm making fun of them, that's why I get more Martin House posts. Even though I don't like it, Facebook thinks that I like it, so I get more Martin House posts. That's why the podcast crap never did well when you pay for all the ads. It's a sham. Shammy, sham, sham. But anyways, watch it. It's cool. What else we've been watching? We're still on The Boys. That show is rocking and rolling. No spoilers.
That's really good.
We haven't watched anything else, though.
We still never finished Big Bang Theory.
Not going to happen.
We started Parks and Rec over.
Yeah.
That's one of those just play in the background kind of the things, though.
Have you watched Ratchet yet?
No, I've heard that that's really good.
It's interesting.
I heard that the first scene or first episode is like really cheesy, but then it gets better after that.
Isn't that a video game on PlayStation? Ratchet and Clank?
Yep.
Yes.
Thought so. How did you know that, Caitlin? Why?
I don't know why I know that. I just know it.
Okay, Rhodey.
It's like an old game, right?
Did you watch... Yeah, did you watch Ratchet?
Like the first 3 episodes?
How is it?
It's not bad. Very creepy.
I've heard it's kind of comparable to like American Horror Story.
Oh.
It's similar. The same lady.
Oh, okay. Now I know what you're talking
Sarah
about.
Sarah Paulson.
I'm not going to lie. I thought this was like one of those motorcycle build shows. Ratchet, come on. I'm not that far off. Hey, we got to get this motorcycle going fast.
Nurse Ratchet.
Build it fast. Nope. I'm excited about that, though, now. I forgot. She's creepy.
She does play a pretty good creepy character.
Yeah. I'm not going to run back to American Horror Story anytime soon.
That carnival season just, like, sucked it up and made me not want to watch it again.
Man,
I've heard that the other seasons are better, but...
I feel like there's something else that I wanted to watch, but I guess...
The Haunting of Hill House?
Never.
Because the new season is out.
Watch it. I don't care. Go in the other room. I can play my PlayStation.
You go in the other room.
Yeah, the PlayStation's in the living room. That makes no sense.
Okay. Okay, bye. I'll go right now.
See ya. No, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't have anything TV movie wise. All the movies keep getting pushed out. I need to see. So supposedly Wonder Woman's coming to digital on demand now.
Have you watched that Tom Holland movie yet?
No, and I want to watch that one. And there's one with Zachary Quinto and the guy that's in The Big Bang Theory.
Yes, Lisa started watching it.
I want to watch both of those. Just haven't. I feel sad. Did you watch either one of them?
Not yet.
What have you watched?
New Girl. We started the third season of Ozark. The Boys week by week now.
Damn.
And Ratched.
Yep. So I don't believe this website. It's called We Got This Covered. But yeah, it says Wonder Woman 1984 reportedly skipping theaters, going straight to streaming. Ooh. But then up here it says theaters going dark is No Time to Die. Wonder Woman 1984 delayed. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen with the movies, man. I don't know. I mean, the public, like, even if they had the vaccine right now, it wouldn't be safe to go outside for... I mean, it's safe to go outside, Jesus. It won't take effect for, what, another year? Unless they, like, legally require you to get this vaccine. They're like, hey, if you don't get this vaccine with a stamp on your forehead that says, I got the vaccine, you're going to jail. You know how many people aren't going to get the vaccine?
A bunch.
Yeah, they're going to... This was rushed.
Okay, are you trying to say that they're going to require it? I mean, they require a lot of vaccines, but
no, I'm
people
saying,
still don't get them.
I'm saying, like, there's no, like, so if they release the vaccine tomorrow, this COVID thing isn't going away for at least another 6 months, or if not longer.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't think that we'll ever really get back to normal. No.
That's.
But I also think that at a certain point, you're just going to have to go as normal as you can, because what we're doing right now is not sustainable. But
I know I'm starting to go crazy. The other day I was writing on the wall, all work and no play makes Jay a dull boy.
I was like, wait a second, you wrote on our wall?
Weird.
All TV and no beer make Homer something.
That's actually more accurate than the other one.
Go crazy? Don't mind if I do.
I don't know, man. I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully movies bounce back. The latest axe has fallen from Warner Brothers picture. So, goodbye. Yeah, a lot of other stuff got pushed back. And I'm just like, put it all on streaming. I want to watch it.
I read that there was
care if you lose money. It's not my money.
A whole group of theaters that was closing down because something got pushed back.
Yeah, they're protesting. They're like, I don't remember what it was. But I think it was James Bond. They got pushed back. They were like, you know what? Then we're closing and firing everybody.
I didn't realize they were protesting. I thought it meant like they were closing for good.
Nah, they're throwing a fit.
Oh.
Because these movie theaters can show other movies. They're just like, we don't have something new. The Alamo Drafthouse here in the DFW, Texas area, they're doing it right. Like, you can rent the theater for $150. So if you think about that, you can get as many people as you trust to pitch in. I mean, 15 people is $10 each. That is not hard. You get people that you trust, and then you can go watch a movie.
That's smart.
Yep, you don't have to worry about sitting next to
you. I mean, you can even, yeah, wear masks in there.
Yep.
And if it's only 15 people, then, like, literally you can be so spread out.
Yeah, it was an interesting concept. I was like, dang, y'all
They should do that, like, all the time.
Y'all need to push this, push it. I don't have 15 friends to go to the movies.
I don't have 15 friends, period.
That means I'd be spending $75 a piece, me and Caitlin, to go to the movies.
Literally every person I know would be going.
That's fine.
It's like, I'm so sad.
Connor, you owe me $15.
Yeah, I only have family. I have no friends. Only Rhodey. Rhodey's family, though, so. Let's try this last beer, Caitlin. You should try it first and give us a review.
I already did. It was pretty good.
What did it taste like?
Caitlin hated it.
Peaches.
And?
Cream.
Very good.
Okay, I am getting a lot of cream, very little peach. Little aftertaste of peach there. Whoa, hi. And
I then, thought it was pretty good, woo, but it's not something I could drink a bunch of.
Woo. Whoa. All right, Rhodey, who is this beer procured by? No, you procured it. Who is this beer created by?
Three Nations? But it's a new line that they've dreamt up called Symbol Brewing.
Did you look at that on Untappd and see what that means yet?
I mean, it says on the label, brewed by Three Nations Brewing Company.
But
I think it's going to be a rotating series.
Whoa, that's over the heads of anybody that are stupid. which I'm stupid, so that's way over my head.
They also have a West Coast IPA and something else, I think.
Although, look, when you click on Symbol Brewing Company, it's Nano Brewery, United States. It's a different company, bro. Different company. They have three beers.
Mm-hmm.
West Coast IPA.
Oh, Strawberry Hef. That's what
ooh.
It was.
Ooh. Jeff K., where were you drinking this at? At Carwich Beer Garden. Hey, let's go to their website. Symbol Brewing Company. Oh, this is the one that Prince started before he passed away, right?
Yep.
Da-dunch. Because Prince turned himself into a symbol. Remember? Remember that? I remember. Do you remember? Well, there's nothing about this thing.
Are there other pastry gozes?
There's nothing about this on the internet.
They don't. I don't think they call it a pastry goze.
They'll call you a pastry.
But there's other beers that are fruitastic.
I mean, it says pastry goes on the can.
Okay, here we are. Nope, look at this. Not related to Three Nations, bro.
Well, that's the symbol on the front of their thing. But it does say, it has that, and then it says brewed by Three Nations in Carrollton, Texas.
They must have made in the agreement, they're like, we have to put our name on there.
Really. Maybe they just came and brewed it at Three Nations.
You know what's bad? This looks cool, but it looks like the Pegasus City stuff.
A little bit, yeah.
Like, ooh.
More simplistic, but yeah.
Very Celtic.
Pegasus Celtic. City gonna sue Celtic. Your ass. You gonna get sued. You gonna get a cease and desist letter. Change your cans. Change your can shape. Nope, yep, cool. I don't like their logo.
Yeah, for a symbol.
It's a little bit hard to read.
Yeah, it's not very symbolic.
Yeah, it looks like every death metal band. Where it's just like squiggle lines. You're like, sweet. And then like when you actually find out, it's like... Cow gets his head cut off, metal band. It's like, whoa. Cut the head off of a cow.
That's a little intense.
It's like, when you get really bored, you just look up metal band logos and try to read them. So much fun.
Oh, Jesus.
Look at that. What does that say? Anybody? I'll give $10 to anybody that can tell me what that says.
Jesus Christ.
That says something?
Yeah, it's so much fun. These are all like real famous band logos. They're like, what the fuck? That's Escape the Fate, I think. I don't know.
Is it one of those things where you have to like hold the page sideways so you can see it?
Nope.
Look at it from...
It's metal, Caitlin.
The bottom. You know what I'm talking about?
So angry. Yeah, this is all metal.
There's no way that says anything.
It does.
Literally.
It says completely unreadable band logo of the week. I just remember when you go on Hot Topic and look at the shirts and they all look like that. Somebody drew this on paint. That is so funny. I was like, look at the shirts, though. I was like, you like look at all the shirts, and then you have to ask the Hot Topic person, hey, do you have any of the...
Can you tell me what this is?
Do you have any of the decapitated cattle shirts? They point at it. You're like, are you sure that's what that is? And then you look at the tag, and it has it in there. Decapitated cattle! Blah, blah, blah.
Is that a band?
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
But, I mean, with a metal band, you just say decapitated, add something after it. Decapitated Volvo. That's metal. Metal as hell.
Did you say Volvo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You just add any word.
Or vulva, whatever.
Yeah, that's what I thought he said, and I was like, wait a second.
I was talking about a decapitated car.
That's a whole nother story.
Yeah, there's Facebook metal logo. But anyways, yeah, so I don't like your symbol logo thing, buddy. Symbol logo. And then I like the beers. They all have their own symbols on them. These are the guys that should have done the Game of Thrones beers and not Omegang. This would have made more sense.
Yeah, that's true.
They just have the Targaryen symbol on it, be like, I'll take it until the 8th season comes out, and then you're like, I don't want it. Or the 7th season, 9th season, I don't know. Fuck them. But yeah, no, this is actually really good. You liked it, Caitlin?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. I wouldn't drink a whole can of it, but it's not bad.
Let's be honest, what would you drink a whole can of?
Not much.
You had the spicy pickle beer from Martin House that you were chasing.
Well, yes.
Give us your review.
Rhody was also bringing me a 4-pack of that, so...
So what?
I was not going to say that I had it yet, but... it was very spicy, like almost undrinkable. Gave me heartburn.
Take that, Martin House.
Because I'm an old person, apparently. But it was... I mean, it was good. It was just like really, really spicy. I think if you were drinking it with like... nachos or something.
Okay.
What just happened over
there? I'm saying,
okay.
It's an interview. Okay, yes.
Did you have a stroke?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I was just drinking it by itself, but if you were eating some food with it, it would probably be better. So, yeah. That's my review.
Nothing better than Martin House Brewing Company. On October the 23rd, they are going to release their deep-fried Oreo beer with Fletcher's corn dogs.
That's just going to taste like every other beer with a little bit of chocolate taste to it.
Yep. I hope it's a blonde. Deep-fried Oreo blonde. Go away.
Who's making this?
Martin House. On October 23rd, Roadie, make no plans. We're going to the deep-fried Oreo beer launch with Fletcher's corn dogs. $3,000.
Perfect.
Stand in line for 4 days. Get there early with a tent.
Worth it.
I'll camp out for this beer that has a little sugar in it. Tastes sweet. Kaylin gave a scathing, get it because it was hot, scathing review. Scalding. Scalding would have been a better word. Scalding review of the Bloody Mary pickle beer.
Oh, she wasn't a fan.
But we're going to bring.
No, I mean, it was good, but it was just like really, really spicy.
Rody and I haven't tried it. We're going to try it on next week's show. And plus, Scott should be here.
Ooh, yeah, perfect time to bring it.
Oh, he's coming to the show?
Yeah, are you quitting now?
Cool, so I'll just set that one out.
Damn.
Take that, Scott.
Holy sheesh. And he listens, too. He's going to cry.
I mean, it's great. It's not because Scott. It's because, I'll go take a hot bath.
No one's making you be here. Do you have a contract or something?
Yeah, it's the ring on my finger.
Okay. Didn't know I played that card, but okay. Well, time for you to play the card, Brody. Get Lisa here.
Yep, that's true. She would love it.
Just put Finley to bed and, you know.
I mean, she'll bring the monitor.
Yeah.
It'll be fine. We can keep an eye on
her. It's fine. It's okay. You know.
Oh, man. You cats. You kids are crazy.
Oh, she's crying. We'll be there in 30 minutes.
Hope you're okay.
You kids are crazy. All right. So we're going to make some funny jokes. Let's see. We need to look this up, though. This is a Roadie versus Jason week. The stupid shitty Giants are playing the stupid, shitty Cowboys. I don't give a crap about this game, and no one's giving me crap, too. The 0-4 Giants are playing the 1-3 Cowboys. If the Giants win, did you know we're tied for first place?
Unless the Eagles win.
That's so fucking crazy, dude. So crazy. I need to see the... Here we go. Here's what we're going to go look at. We'll look at the spread here. What we got? What do we have? The Giants are +9.5. Y'all are 9.5 point favorite. Ew. That's insane. The Giants actually have a decent defense. It's not good, but it's decent. Over under 54 on the over under. Holy sheesh. And if you're a 9.5 point favorite, they literally think you're going to beat us like 50-30 or 20, maybe not even that. The Giants haven't scored a touchdown since week 2 against the Bears. Boom, boom. Yeah. I really haven't been paying attention to football. Thank God for basketball. And I think when basketball goes off, I've already canceled my TV. I'm not going to care about football. It's hard. Like, I don't know how y'all do it. Like, the Cowboys are, they're not great every year, but at least they're in contention. Like, I can't remember the last year where week 6, you were like, oh, Cowboys are out. Do you remember the last time that happened?
Wade Wilson.
Okay. So it was a while back. But, like, with the Giants, like, it's been 9 out of the last 10 years. Oh, we're out. Week 4. Fuck yeah. I'm going to go sit down. I'm going to go do something else.
Oh, that year that we picked Elliott 4th overall.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd literally have to look. Because the Cowboys are usually in it, like, no matter what. And not us, though. Giants, we either win the Super Bowl or get last place. we don't settle for mediocrity. It's either shit or gold. That's all we got, bro. That's all we got. Yeah, I don't know. Not excited. And they've already, like, predicting that we're going to draft that other quarterback and waste Daniel Jones and blah, 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 blah.
Just trade him.
Blah. Whoa, this is a little confusing. Let's see. So we're going to go back to 2010. You guys finished 3rd. So 2010 to 2020. You're in 2nd right now. I guess we can't really count that. You only finished last in the division once, 3rd, 3 times. The rest of it is 2nd and 1st. You've only had... Well, that one's bad, but doesn't count. You've only had... So in the last 10 years, one losing record, 2 losing records in the last 10 years. That's it.
A lot of 8-8, so...
But that's more... You're able to still be a fan when you're 8-8 than when you're 2-2 and whatever.
But a really angry fan.
No... Because when you see mine, you're going to be like, oh, I get it now. I get this. How do I see the Giants year by? Why is this website got so many clicks? Click, clickety, click. Good Lord. All right, here we go. So in the last 10 years, 4 and 12, 5 and 11, 3 and 13, 6 and 10, 6 and 10, 7 and 9, 9 and 7, 9 and 7, 10 and 6. Ooh. Yeah, bad, bad, bad. All bad. I just want to scribble on this, like real scribble all over it. Angry, like an angry scribble. So we're bad, we're bad, we suck. Burn it down, we need new owners. It's because the Mara family sucks. I don't know. I really don't know. Don't care. Football's hard. Football's not as easy as... Well, I don't think it's easy. It's also, like... I don't know. Instagram hiding negative comments. Baldur's Gate 3. Blair Witch is going to be on Oculus Quest. That's going to be scary-ass shit right there. I'm excited. The PS4 VR, the one that I have, will work on my PS5.
Oh, nice.
Pretty excited about that. My PS5! I'm going to get my PS5. I've decided to take 6 weeks vacation so I can play my one game that I'm going to buy for the PS5.
NBA 2K?
Holy shit. This might be the most exciting thing I've ever seen. Oh my God. So some company named Virtuix unveils a new Omni One VR treadmill. This would be the best thing ever. Oh my God. Oh my God. Well, I hope it works. Anyways, good luck with that. Like if you could actually get on a treadmill where it feels like you're walking around, like, because I try to play some of those first-person games in VR where you actually have to move, mm-hmm. and they're hard because you have to hit up on the controller and you don't, like, your body, it's weird, your body feels like you're moving, but you're not. Mm-hmm. So it's like, ooh. But if you actually walk around, like, use your feet to walk around, I think it would be awesome. So that would be the dream scenario. Like, I would work out all the time. Like, imagine you just go into a room, hook into a VR, and you're, like, in Call of Duty. That's a good workout. Right?
Especially if you're sprinting everywhere.
Yep. And you would do that, I think. Like, naturally, you're just like, hey, let's play. I don't know. We'll see. I like the VR games, especially the scary ones, because they get my heart rate up. We were watching people play that laser game where you cut the music notes lightsaber, and it's crazy, dude. It's like, I want to buy this, but it won't go on sale because it's like the number one selling VR game ever. So it's like Grand Theft Auto. It will not go on sale. It will be $50 for the rest of my life. But I digress. I don't think I have anything else. Oh, I put the coronavirus. So took out the Titans and the Steelers game. And I got so mad because the league that we're in, Rhodey, I always do my lineups on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And they didn't announce that the game was suspended till week 7 or whatever the hell it is. Mm-hmm. They didn't announce that till like Thursday or Friday. And I didn't log into the app. And then when I logged in on Monday to see if I was winning, it said, if you have Steelers players, they will not count this week. Mm. So all like two players on my team, my defense, which in this league, as you know, is very high scoring, mm-hmm. didn't count. So I lost. Got big fat zero on my defense because of the coronavirus. I'm like, this is fucking stupid. It's like, you guys are stupid. Like, wait till that week. Go back and retroactively add the score. Come on now, bro. Come on now. But is what it is. I lost. So if another coronavirus thing happens, which I think it's happening, some team tested positive.
Patriots?
Yep. So, yeah, because Cam Newton spread that shit around.
Yep.
So if you're...
Maybe soon the Chiefs?
Yep. If you play fantasy football and you see a positive COVID test, take everybody out on that team because you might lose the fantasy game. And then you lose bragging rights. And you lose the Shiva.
That's true.
Shiva. Love you, Shiva. So, anyways, that's it for me. You guys got anything? Next week we'll have Scott, who we turned on to craft beer. And yep. he loves
the IPAs.
I hope he took a notebook worth of notes, because we're going to bombard him with questions. Or at least I think Rhodey is, because he's the Cicerone.
Yep.
Level one. We need to get Harper back too, because he's going to talk about his level 2 Cicerone that he's going for. He has his own podcast now, podcast visual show on Funky Picnic's Facebook. You should go check that out. So, all right. Well, we shall see you next week.
Woo!
Bye. Bye. See ya.